Good afternoon. It's 47 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. This week is Sleep Awareness Week. As we are still trying to recuperate from losing an hour's sleep over the weekend, it is important to realize that sleep is one of the most important ways we can take care of our bodies. Unfortunately, when we're running short of time in the day, sleep is usually the first to go. Christy Harris is a wellness education specialist at Amplify Health by Gunderson.
Sleep is so important, and when it comes to self-care, unfortunately, I think it's one of the first things that we kind of drop to the wayside, right? Like, if we have things that come up, it's easy to say, oh, I can just keep going, and I could give you 50 hours in a week, and I think we probably would still have the same situation for many people. But it is our time for our bodies to be able to rejuvenate, and it takes the time to be able to process through what's happened through the day. So if there's one thing that I can say to folks when it comes to wellness is don't skimp on your sleep. It's so important.
Screen use before bed can cause sleep stress.
There's a lot of people that will say, well, that's where my alarm clock is. My alarm clock's on my phone. And I actually encourage people, if you can, take them out of the bedroom, because it's easy that if you're having a hard time falling asleep, it's easy to want to grab your phone. Or if you are on your phone before you go to bed, now we've started to stimulate our brain, right? And our brain is like thinking, it's processing through. We may have seen some stuff that gets us thinking and has a hard time for our brain to kind of like process and comprehend what's taken place. And so it doesn't set us in the best of intentions for being able to gather that good night's sleep. Instead, what we would say is take that phone out of the bedroom and make sure that your bedroom is being used for sleep. It's so important that we try to take other activities. Even a lot of people will read before they go to bed, which is wonderful. Reading before bed is a great idea. I keep a crossword puzzle in the room so that I can grab that and go into another room if I need to. We want to try to keep that bedroom purely for sleep as much as possible.
Harris says you should turn screens off at least an hour before bed and focus on your nighttime ritual. Local hospitals are asking the state Senate to ensure legislation aimed at relieving hospital capacity concerns passes before the end of the upcoming legislative session. According to data from the Wisconsin Hospital Association, one of the most significant reasons hospital emergency departments face patient backlogs is due to delays in other patients being transferred to post-acute care facilities. The state legislature could immediately help to address hospital capacity concerns by passing Assembly Bill 598 through the Senate, legislation that would make it easier for incapacitated patients to receive appropriate post-acute care. Many families, including spouses, do not realize that without a pre-established medical power of attorney, they are unable to assist their incapacitated loved ones when they need to be transferred from an acute care hospital to a post-acute care rehab facility. Assembly Bill 598, often referred to as next of kin legislation, would allow for family members, including spouses, to have limited authority to make necessary patient care decisions without waiting weeks or months and spending thousands of dollars for court to determine guardianship. In the next 2 weeks, the Wisconsin State Senate is set to have its final floor period before the legislature adjourns. The Assembly passed Assembly Bill 598 with overwhelming bipartisan support in mid-February, and the governor has committed to sign the legislation into law if passed. To learn more, visit WHA's website at wha.org/advocacy/key-issues/n/next-of-kin-legislation. Childhood vaccination rates in Wisconsin continue to decline. Department of Health Services Immunization Program Manager Stephanie Schauer says a number of factors could be the reason.
It may be accessibility to vaccines. We know that getting kids in to the doctors on time, it can be hard with busy schedules. We understand that there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there, that maybe people are questioning vaccines or they may be delaying or spreading vaccines out.
In 2025, nearly 3% of children didn't receive recommended vaccines by the time they turned 2, an increase from 2% in 2024. Schauer says it's okay for parents to have questions about vaccines.
But we want to make sure that they're getting those questions answered by going to their primary health care provider, someone that they trust with their child's health, with these questions so that they can feel reassured that providing vaccines is really the most safe and effective way of preventing some of these really nasty diseases.
More information on vaccines can be found on the DHS website. Federal judges in Milwaukee are refusing to extend interim U.S. Attorney Brad Schimel's appointment. Attorney General Pam Bondi appointed Schimel in November as the interim chief federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. The appointment is set to expire March 17th. Under federal law, the district's judges can extend the appointment. A majority of the judges announced today that they have declined an extension, saying they're waiting for President Donald Trump and the U.S. Senate to nominate and confirm a full-time U.S. attorney. A conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice will not seek re-election next year. Justice Annette Ziegler made the announcement in a statement issued Monday morning, saying it will be the right time to step away for more time with her family. Ziegler was first elected in 2007 after serving as a Washington County judge. She ran unopposed in 2017 and will serve out the remainder of her 10-year term. She was twice elected Chief Justice by her fellow conservatives on the court before liberals took the majority in 2023. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is not seeking re-election, and Ziegler's departure will leave another conservative seat open. Voters will choose between Liberal Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor and conservative Waukesha County Judge Maria Lazar next month to succeed Bradley. Staff and faculty at UW-Madison want to the campus police department to break its contract with Flock Safety. The State Journal reports the campus has 8 cameras that were installed last year. Flock Safety systems constantly monitor and record license plates and other data for police departments to search at a later date. UWPD says the cameras have helped them solve over a dozen cases, but faculty and students worry that data could be misused by Flock or other agencies to violate the rights of campus residents. A request to remove the cameras is working its way through the Faculty Senate. WISTAX, Wisconsin's free and secure electronic income tax filing system, is available for the 2026 filing season. The platform has been updated with expanded functionality to better serve you when filing your 2025 state income tax returns. If you have already completed your federal return, you can avoid additional charges for state returns by using WISTAX. It is mobile-friendly and accessible via smartphone, tablet, or desktop. The system uses industry-standard encryption to protect personal information and provides immediate confirmation once a return has been successfully submitted, offering peace of mind. Supplemental materials, including virtual interviews with Secretary Casey in both video and audio format, are available on the Department of Revenue's WISTAX Media Downloads page. First-time filers seeking assistance can visit DOR's new First-Time Filers webpage. This resource is designed to take the guesswork out of tax season for students, recent graduates, independent contractors, and new Wisconsin residents. It provides a step-by-step roadmap to help you understand your obligations and maximize your potential refunds. The page contains informational resources like tax definitions, filing instructions, and videos that address common tax questions. DOR's Where's My Refund tool is the quickest way to check your refund status, as it gives instant access to the same information call center agents provide. To assist you in the busy weeks leading up to the April 15th filing deadline, DOR will have extended call center hours on select days. Customer service representatives will be available until 5 p.m. on April 1st and 2nd, April 6th through 9th, and April 13th through 15th. A 26-year-old Madison man is headed to prison in the death of his girlfriend. On Monday, James Barnes Morris was sentenced to 15 years in prison and 10 years extended supervision. Prosecutors say he killed 24-year-old Brooke Stratton of McFarland and left her body in a pond in Madison in the fall of 2024. Morris and Stratton were in a relationship, and Stratton's journal and text messages described a fear of Morris and past abuse. Police say Morris told his friends he had to get rid of her. Morris's 15-year prison sentence will run consecutively to a current 10-year prison term he is serving for previous convictions of armed robbery and drug crimes. A Western Wisconsin school district is being investigated by the U.S. Department of Education. The department's Office for Civil Rights announced the investigation of the New Richmond School District in a Thursday press release. The probe, based on reports that the district is allowing biological men to use female bathrooms, will determine whether the St. Croix County District's restroom policy violates federal Title IX protections for female students and athletes. The action follows a January school board meeting at which parents and conservative activist group Moms for Liberty demanded the district stop allowing biological males into girls' bathrooms. Last week was not only National Consumer Protection Week, but it was also National Weights and Measures Week. During that week, it gave the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Bureau of Consumer Protection and Bureau of Weights and Measures an opportunity to reflect on their efforts to help protect Wisconsin's consumers from unfair and unsafe business practices. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
Last year, as you know, Consumer Protection responded to more than 20,000 contacts on the hotline and gave more than 550 community presentations across Wisconsin, and we launched our new toolkits. And the Bureau of Weights and Measures conducted over 214,000 inspections at more than 5,700 business locations to verify the accuracy of measuring instruments like deli scales, electronic price scanners, and motor vehicle fuel pumps. This was all confirmed by our weights and measures and the assistance of city sealers throughout Wisconsin. So it's a great time to celebrate and be a consumer in Wisconsin as our marketplace is very sound.
It is important that measuring devices at all businesses are accurate to avoid overcharging consumers.
Sometimes it can undermeasure, meaning that it might be in favor of the consumer. It could overmeasure. It could be in favor of the business. It depends on what the product is. But any inaccuracy just indicates that there's a problem with the system. And we have very high consumer confidence scores and good results from those inspections throughout the state.
If you feel that you have been overcharged at a business, or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The American Red Cross is urging you to help the national blood supply recover following a severe shortage. Make an appointment to give blood or platelets now. Donors of all blood types remain critical to keeping momentum up and the blood supply steady headed into spring. A simple act of donating blood or platelets can be the life-saving gift people are counting on. A Red Cross blood drive will be held Wednesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Book a time to give blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Red Cross will also perform A1C testing on successful blood, platelet, and plasma donations. Richland County, in collaboration with Short Elliott Hendrickson, will be hosting an open house Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30 at Melville Hall on the campus grounds. The public is invited to learn about the site and share your ideas about redevelopment. This will be open house style with no formal presentation, so stop in as your schedule allows. The UW's 22nd Annual Research in the Rotunda will be held Wednesday. Outstanding undergraduate student researchers and their faculty advisors from across the universities of Wisconsin will showcase their work in the Rotunda at the state capitol. About 125 students are scheduled to present their research from 10:30 to 2:30. It is free and open to the public. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman is scheduled to give a brief remark at noon. Wisconsin's growing data center industry will take the spotlight at this summer's Summerfest Tech AI Conference. The event organizers have announced its lineup for June 23rd through June 26th in Milwaukee. Speakers from Microsoft, Generac, and other companies plan to talk about how they think AI and big data are driving new opportunities across the Midwest. UW-Madison experts will also discuss what AI means for education and the future workforce. Women in Ag Programming, I'm a Farmer Too, is slated for March 19th. Women are key to the agricultural industry and are responsible for many facets of the farm. This program is geared toward women, but open to everyone. Topics for the day center around managing stress in crops, livestock, and most importantly, ourselves. Presenters and topics include mental wellness conversations with Joy Kirkpatrick, Farm Succession Planning Statewide Outreach Specialist, UW Extension. Heat Stress and Cattle by Jackie McCarville, UW Extension Regional Dairy Educator for Grant, Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties. Healthy Soils, Healthy Crops by Jordan Sattler, UW Extension Regional Crops and Soils Educator for Grant, Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties. Meal Prep Activity led by Katie Meyer, and Massage Tips and Tricks by Mickey Siedenberg. The event will be hosted on March 19th with registration beginning at 10 at the Congregational United Church in Mineral Point. If you would like to attend, RSVP by March 13th at go.wisc.edu/16E22Z or by calling the Extension Green County office at 608-328-9440. The cost of the program is $25 to help fund materials, lunch, and supplies. RSVP and registration fee is required a week before the program date. The Driftless Area Art Festival in Soldiers Grove is accepting artist applications for its 22nd annual festival scheduled for September 19th and 20th. Artists who live or create in the Driftless region of southwestern Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa, southeastern Minnesota, and northwestern Illinois are invited to apply to be part of this celebrated two-day event. The event draws more than 3,000 visitors each year and is known for its strong artist support, loyal patrons, and welcoming atmosphere. Medium categories include ceramics, drawing, pastels, fiber and leather, glass, jewelry, metalworks, two-dimensional and three-dimensional mixed media, painting, photography, printmaking and graphics, sculpture and wood. New this year, applications can be made electronically and via paper submission. Entries are due March 13th and will be reviewed through a blind jury process in a single session. More information and application forms can be obtained from the festival website at driftlessareaartfestival.com. The festival will also feature a youth art tent, live music performances, and food vendors. For more information, contact Kim Anderson at info@driftlessareaartfestival.com. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Jesse Shepherd of Chicago, Illinois, on ticket number 152.